Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
The T20 ICC Men's World Cup taking place, kicking off this I suppose some of the matches are happening today. South Africa kicking off their campaign tomorrow with a match against Australia. Joining me on the line now is Khalid Muhyiddin, who is the editor of Cricket Fanatics magazine. Khalid, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
It is going to be an exciting tournament, is it not?
Very exciting. I think the first time for us to go into a tournament and any team could win it. I honestly feel that way. I think that the conditions also make it almost even for everybody to actually give it their best shot. So I think that is equal for everybody. And let's see what happens when the tournament actually kicks on.
South Africa, of course, starting their campaign with a match against Australia. Australia, maybe 10 years ago, I would have gone, we're going to lose against them. Australia today, not so much. The Proteas should probably go into that match thinking that they've got a very good chance of being victorious.
I do think so. I actually do think that South Africa is going into this game perhaps more as favourites. I would say that because of the way their tours have gone leading into this particular tournament and the way the warm-ups have gone for South Africa as well. I think that gives them extra confidence, particularly the way they were tested with both the ball and the bat. Both aspects of their game that were a problem for South Africa were tested and they came through those tests. And with regards to conditions, I think we were best prepared going into this. With Australia, it wasn't so straightforward for them as it was for South Africa. They struggled against various countries leading up to this particular tournament. So you can't write Australia off though because it is a tournament. They always come to the party whenever there's a massive tournament. And they've got match winners in their side. So South Africa is going to have to be on their A game, particularly in these conditions.
And are we going to be, in your opinion, have we selected the right team? Are we not only match fit, but are we mentally fit to engage with the rest of the world on this level and hopefully come out victorious?
So we recently released an issue of Cricket Fanatics magazine. It's a monthly magazine, 100% free. You guys can go download that, of course. You can go check that on the website. But Dwayne Pretorius spoke to us, and he spoke about the team's mentality, and particularly also about the fearless cricket that South Africa has been trying to play. But what is brilliant about it is that I think that South Africa prepared for the conditions correctly. The way we play spin, particularly the youngsters, have improved. I think that with regards to our bowling attack, especially the three spinners that we've picked, they all have a mental strength to want to win and a hunger to win. And ultimately, I think that our bowlers can defend basically any total with the likes of Andrif Nokia and Kagiso Rabada with their experience in the IPL and the spinners together. I mean, De Grey Shamsie, obviously the number one spinner in the world. We are waiting a little bit to find out how he is with regards to his fitness leading into the first game. But ultimately, I think that this team is prepared as best as possible. And for these conditions, I think that the batters that they have picked are perfect for these conditions and to play against any team, I feel.
We will obviously be playing West Indies on Tuesday as our follow-up match. We are currently ranked number 5 on the ICC rankings. Number 1, of course, is England, and they will be a formidable team, and they will want to lift this trophy.
Of course they will. And I think what we can take out of this is that the English guys never necessarily had a good IPL leading up into this. Particularly the captain, Owen Morgan. He struggled throughout the IPL. But it's for the country. And we know they can turn up any time for the country. And that's going to be the danger part. It's just about doing what you can and obviously focusing on what we can do best. And I think if South Africa do that consistently and they don't worry about the opposition too much and they focus on their plan and having multiple plans, A, B, C, and D, focusing on their plans is very important. And I think that's the way South Africa go forward, is that they don't worry too much about what's going on around them.
We are in the Middle East for this Men's T20 World Cup for 2021. Dubai, Oman, and those kind of places, I suppose, will be where we'll be playing. You said that South Africa has best prepared for the conditions. What conditions are they actually going to be facing?
See, it's tough. It's different for every single ground. So if you look at Oman and you look at Abu Dhabi and you look at Dubai, well, South Africa play at Sharjah and Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Those are the three venues that they mainly will be playing at. The major difference is if you play an evening game or not. So dependable on whether you play the afternoon or the evening. The evening, there's a lot more dew in the air, etc., especially when you're chasing, so the ball comes onto the bat a lot quicker. So people tend to want to chase in these conditions later in the evening. But South Africa mainly play autumn games where it's scorching hot. But the thing is about Abu Dhabi is that the pitches are slow. So it does favor, some of the pitches favor pace and some of the pitches favor spin. And I think South Africa picked a team that will be able to adapt to either or. And that's what I think I like about the team dynamic. If you look at Sharjah, and you look at the way they will be playing there, or we can look at the Abu Dhabi first, seeing that South Africa play Australia there first, it is better for batting, but the boundaries are bigger. So it will be harder to clear the boundaries. So if you have slower bowlers, spinners, etc., likes of Dwayne Pretorius, who bowls 125 to 130, I think that South Africa, it favours South Africa more with regards to that. I think that our spinning attack is quite lethal, and I would go with these spinners against Australia, for example. And when you're looking at Sharjah, 140 to 160 is a more of a total that is South Africa's used to defending. So it's something that we all spoke about, that 160 mark is where South Africa are comfortable, and yeah, South Africa feel that they can defend anything that's 140 to 160.
Well, Khalid, it's going to be a very, very long tournament, surely a tournament of great fun and enjoyment. Khalid Muhyiddin is the editor of Cricket Fanatics magazine. South Africa, of course, taking on Australia in their opening match. It's at 12 o'clock South African time tomorrow. It will be 2 o'clock in Abu Dhabi, where they'll be playing at the Zayed Cricket Stadium.